Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to your team news ahead of game week 37. I've got game week 36 on the screen because I'm useless. Neil, Stahl, how are you? You alright?
Not bad as yet. Yeah, we've got, we've got 16 team news information nuggets, possibly 17 for you today. The exceptions being Southampton, who aren't in action until Tuesday, so we won't have a press conference from them. United, of course, aren't playing at all. And Arsenal, they haven't had a press conference yet. I think it might be tomorrow, but we've got some information from it from the Gunners anyway, yep. So we're good to go.
Lovely. Nice stalling. All fixed. Seamless. No issues at all. let's jump straight in then. First game of the weekend, a big one. It's Spurs versus Burnley. Spurs with a great performance yesterday. I was there. Played really, really well. Lots of people now investing in Son, Kane, Kulusevski, even the likes of Sessegnon. Emerson Royale was picking up a bit of interest. Yeah. What's the latest?
Yes, well, they are five players down. We did get a press conference from Conte. It was in the form of an embargoed section from last night, so he won't be facing the media again. So there's always the chance that something can happen in the interim, but what we do know from last night is that they'll be down five players, and it's the ones who were all missing anyway last night. So Doherty, Skip and Tanganga were already out for the season. Reguilón's now confirmed as being out for the rest of the year too. Sorry, this footballing year. And now Sergio Romero won't be back before game week 38 either. He was, I think when the team sheets came out last night, we thought it might be a big blow for Spurs. As it happened, it didn't make any difference whatsoever. So he'll be out of not just 37, but game week 38 as well. So Davinson looks like he's going to continue in that back line.
Yep, and their opponent's Burnley.
Yes, they've got a few things, issues we were aware of, and one I wasn't, which was Jack Coke. So I suppose the big news from an FPL perspective is Tarkowski. So yes, I know he won't be widely owned, but from a Spurs perspective, they could be down both their first-choice centre-halves, Burnley. So the latest is that Jack Coke's back training. Tarkowski, they're still waiting on, according to Mike Jackson. He's got a hamstring strain. So it didn't completely rule him out. It was a Dacian update, and the fact that they said they were still waiting on him, there was nothing clear either way. Elsewhere, Rodriguez is out running, and Ben Mee's running as well. Now, there's a long difference or a big difference between running on the grass and actually full training. So it doesn't sound too optimistic on those two, at least not for Sunday. Of course, Burnley have got another game week 37 match coming up as well. And Vidra's out, of course, with a knee injury, and that's a long-term one because he's had surgery on it. One line I will bring actually on one more line on Spurs, just going back to them. Conte was talking about the substitution of Son last night, and obviously the angry reaction from Son, he wanted to score more goals, but he said it was done with Sunday in mind. Same with Kulusevski as well. So they both came off, I think, with about 20 minutes left. And he said it was with an eye on Sunday in mind. So that's looking good for a start for those two, because it's a very, very swift turnaround. I think it's about 60 hours or so. And there might have been a bit of concern about fatigue, but that early sub would have helped no end.
I'm debating a hit for Ashley Barnes. Neil, that's the levels of desperation that I'm getting
to. Has it really got that bad? Wow. Yeah,
it really has. Well, you saw my
article. Really are ready for the season to end now.
Please, stop the count. That's all I want to say. Just quickly on Mike Jackson. He won Manager of the Month, I believe.
Yeah, get it over with. Go on then.
Yeah, just Ben Mee will be a bit annoyed, won't he? He'll be saying, you know, you're not alone.
All right, okay.
Yeah, good. Next. Right, Villa.
That wasn't cruel bargaining at all. That was really Nashville and seamless.
Oh, God, you're going to miss these when he's not there anymore. Villa Palace next. Ollie Watkins, he's the one everyone's asking about. What's the update?
Yeah, another irritating update, unfortunately, from Gerrard. He hasn't trained favorite. All week, which is... Yeah. Watkins hasn't trained since that Liverpool game, which was on Tuesday, which isn't good. It's not a good start. But Gerrard said that he could still play a part in the Palace game. Now, I haven't actually seen this video yet, and I'll get the quote exactly as it is once I do. So I've seen it reported variously as him having a chance for Palace and having an outside chance for Palace, which is there's a big difference. And then I saw a quote on Villa's own website where Gerrard's saying hopefully he'll be available for Sunday. So there's three different prognoses there. And I will, as I say, once that video drops on YouTube or elsewhere, I'll get the exact quote transcribed for you and put that on the website, on Twitter, certainly. But yeah, he's obviously not great, not training all week to this point. Other than that, Jacob Ramsey's back for anyone's bench boosting. He is back, doesn't mean to say he'll start, but he's back involved, and Gerrard says he's looking good. Leon Bailey and Courtney Howes are still out. There was one line on Emi Buendia as well, which may have been of interest to Coutinho's owners. However, doesn't seem to be much come of it. He left training yesterday with a knock, Buendia, but he's trained today, so he's fine.
Yep. And how about Palace?
Yes, now, yet more irritation from a Premier League manager and the fact they didn't give us the information that we wanted. So he told us that James McArthur's out, which absolutely zero people care about from an FPL perspective. He's out along with, surprise, surprise, Nathan Ferguson. Now, we didn't get anything on Guaita, and we didn't get anything on the centre-half whose name I can't pronounce. Mark Gahey, is that it?
Gahey, yep.
They're both flagged, and apparently... According to Mark Wyatt, I think, who's I think that's his name, who covers Palace, there will be an embargoed section tonight, and Guaita will be covered in that. So I can't tell anything right now on those two, but keep your eyes peeled for social media later on this evening, 10:30, when the embargo section comes out, because apparently there's an update coming then.
Yeah, I think they've got the third best defence, like statistically, over the season, Crystal Palace. Third or fourth. But we've just never really considered any of their defenders, and I know a few people had Guaita earlier in the season, but he was such a nightmare with these little injuries he seems to pick up, and you know, maybe even a bit of rotation coming in as well, so we haven't really considered them too much. But yeah, that is annoying, because he's someone that I would be looking at.
They were sort of a bit like Brighton were last year, at least at the start of the season, where they had all these great numbers and they weren't quite delivering on the clean sheet count. Since then though, I mean, I think in the last 12 they've had 6 clean sheets, so they are now delivering on those underlying stats. They are away from home a couple of times this week, of course. I think you'd be more confident about plumping for like an Anderson if you knew you had his regular centre-half pair alongside him for the clean sheet perspective. But we'll see what Vieira says tonight anyway to 10:30.
Yep. Next is Leeds versus Brighton. Leeds sink without a trace at the moment. Red cards, injuries, playing an informed Brighton side next. It's not looking too good for them, but... What's Jesse Marsh saying?
Well, they are down 2 players through suspension. So that's Luke Ehlen and Dan James. They'll also have the season ended in injuries. The players, they're still out, like Roberts and Somerville, Forshaw, Dallas. Positive news elsewhere, though. So Rafinha's fine. He was just cramping in midweek. Jack Harrison should be okay as well. He came off with a contusion, which I'm assuming just like a dead leg. So he should be fine as well. Bamford is back in training. Marsh said it was too early to make a call on whether he'll be involved, but they're going to assess him anyway, and he could potentially be back for this. But they're hitting in certain areas, and particularly at right back, where Ehlen and Dallas are out, which is why I saw a few people tipping up Trossard this week, because of course Trossard, who you would think his goal threat would be diminished from playing as a left wing back / inside forward, but he's been absolutely on fire over the last month or so, and I think is it something like 7 attack returns in 5 or something from left wing back.
Yeah.
So he's Brighton playing really well. I watched that game last weekend thinking it was going to be a bore draw against United, but they're in good form now, Brighton. They're blowing. They've absolutely blew Man United away, as I'm sure you would have seen yourself. Mm. Brighton themselves, I think it's just as you were. Yakimoda is out long term. And Enoch Mwepu and Jeremy Sarmiento are back in training, back on the grass. But Potter says he thinks it'll come too close this game.
Yep. I think we need a whole other podcast to discuss the injury problems of these two teams this season, particularly with Watford at the moment, Watford and Leicester. I mean, the team Watford fielded against Everton, I thought, you know, Richarlison and Gordon and Coe were in for a field day, but
yeah,
it's got a 0-0. Can they do the same against Leicester?
Well, it'll be a very similar team. And Hodgson was saying he's actually looking forward to this game more than most because he thinks that the players who turned out the second string really ought to be rewarded with another start this weekend. They haven't got many players back anyway from injury. So I think they've got 9 down at least. So let me run through the names in case you're still hanging on to any of these players. I suspect you're probably not. So Tom Cleverley, Emmanuel Dennis and Ismail Assar. They've both got knee injuries. They'll both be out of this one. They're not going to be risked. Shaq Ford, who was a youngster. Cucho Hernandez as well. It was a very, very briefly a semi-popular budget forward. He's still out. Kuchka as well. He's out. Loser is out. Who else is out? Kiko Firmino and Joshua King are both on the sick beds as well, quite literally. They're in bed, according to Hodgson. So he says it will have to be a Lazarus-like recovery for those two to feature. João Pedro should be fine. He took a cut in midweek, but he should be all right. I think the only person that could get back is Nkoulou, who's a centre-half. But that's 9 players definitely out and possibly of one more. So, yeah, they're in bad shape. But then, they turned in a decent showing against Everton the other night.
God, I fancy Leicester in this one, though. How are they doing on the injury front? They're getting some names back, at least.
They are, yes. I've just seen the headlines from Rodgers, and I don't think there's much to report, really. Ndidi and Bertrand are out the long term anyway. We knew that already. Pereira as well. His season's probably over. Fofana should be back for this one. That's probably the headline up here from Rodgers. He was absent from the Norwich game just as a precaution because of a cough thing, but Rodgers says he should be fine for this. And I think that's it.
Yep. Nice.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Next is West Ham. They're playing Manchester City with some of their own issues as well. But let's start with the home side.
Yeah, it looks good for Antonio and Dawson. There was 3 players flagged last weekend, and those were 2 of them, Antonio and Dawson. They've been in training and they should be fine. Slight bit of concern over Benrahma. He's more of a question mark, I think. He's just been doing some running, according to Moyes, so be a late call on him. And other than that, I think it's just Ogbonna who's out long term.
Yep. And how about Man City with all their defensive injuries going on?
Yeah, well, we know that 3 of them are out for the season. So that's Ruben Dias, Kyle Walker and John Stones. So the 2 that were most recently flagged, that was Laporte and Fernandinho, both came off in midweek. Again, nothing great from Pep. He said he might have to make a decision on the day of the game for the pair, which is absolutely no use to us. At least they play on the day of the deadline, so we might be able to see some training going forward tomorrow. But that's the latest, is that they're having treatments, the 2 of them, and they have been since the Wednesday game. And they will, I think, try to train tomorrow, and then we'll see beyond that. So, yeah, unfortunately, at this point, I can't tell you for certain whether they'll recover. I think Laporte probably has a better chance, because I think with Fernandinho, it was muscular. And I think with Laporte, it was impact injury. Now, they are tends to be easier to shake off after a couple of days. But we'll see. There's still some significant doubt there. Again, keep your eyes peeled on training ground images tomorrow, because I think that's our best bet. Otherwise, I don't think there's anything to report from City.
So who's in defence then if they're both out? Ake and Rodri?
Rodri, yeah. I think that's how they ended, isn't it? Wasn't it against against Wolves? So Rodri at centre-half alongside Ake, and then Cancelo and Zinchenko either side at full-back. which means Gundogan, I guess, playing as alongside Bernardo and De Bruyne in midfield. They haven't really got that big a squad when you look at them. When you look at the bench, they've always got likes of Cole Palmer there and two goalkeepers, you know, like Carson and Stefan. They haven't really got that bigger depth, a deeper squad, but they're about to add to it in the summer anyway.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, next, Wolves versus Norwich. Not a huge amount of interest here, given how poor Wolves have been lately and Norwich all season. You're going to tell me Hwang's going to start?
Well, it didn't look good based on last week's performance because they drew at Chelsea without Hwang, but then they got hammered in midweek as well when he wasn't starting. So there's a tiny bit of hope for you there, but he generally gets on the pitch, doesn't he? He comes on as a sub or starts more often than not. So you may get a 1-pointer out of him. Injury wise, I think Bruno Lage said it was the same as it was in midweek. So that would imply that Saiss hasn't recovered, because he wasn't part of that squad. I'm not sure what the issue is there. I think a knock, but he wasn't part of that team that got defeated by Man City. And we're assuming he's still out alongside Pudence and Kilman and Semedo as well. They're both seasoning injuries for Semedo and Kilman.
I'll save you a job. Dean Smith says Norwich have the same squad that they had in Leicester. No new injuries.
Which means
he's all right. I mean, there's not exactly
huge
amounts of investment there, is there?
there's seven players out. Kabak, Ida, Omobadili, Zimmerman, McLean, Norman and Sargent. And that's it.
Good. Everton then. Everton versus Brentford. One of two home games for Everton, which will seal their survival if they can get a couple of points here. Let's start with Everton. Start with the home side. What's Lampard saying?
Yeah, they've got some fresh news coming out of Everton, and that's with Godfrey and Van der Beek. Now, they're both on the cusp of return. And Lampard says that he's hopeful that they both could feature this Sunday, if not then Thursday. Godfrey's obviously a significant one because he could theoretically challenge Holgate's start. I don't know why or if Lampard would want to change it, given that they're in defensively quite a good nick at the moment, but something to consider anyway. Godfrey on the cusp of a return. Townsend and Patterson, they're out longer term. And Yerry Mina's, I think, still out as well. I think that's it.
Yep.
Did I miss anybody there?
I don't think so. And Brentford?
Yeah, Brentford, they've got one back. That's Sergi Canos. But the other ones are still out. I think Pinnock, Onyeka and Godos as well. They've got a chance for 38, but otherwise nothing to report.
Great. Okay. Big game next. Newcastle versus Arsenal. Tough game for Arsenal. And they've just lost that match against Spurs. But I think one loss in eight, Newcastle at home. Mm-hmm. But I did learn earlier that Newcastle haven't scored against Arsenal in their last seven meetings in all competitions. So...
Yeah, we've got a really dismal record against Arsenal. Yeah. At home as well.
It was bad.
Yeah, I didn't either, because there's some famous victories in the past I can remember from Newcastle, but in the past as the optimal word there. Just briefly, by the way, going back to Everton, you could hear the hesitation in your voice. I knew there was somebody else, and it's Fabian Delph, the FPL's cheapest midfielder. He's out of this one. But yeah, back to the match on Monday. Arsenal, Arteta hasn't faced the media yet. I don't think he did an embargo section last night because he was straight up out of his chair at the end of it. So we expect him to do some sort of thing tomorrow. It could be a one-on-one interview with PLP, Premier League Productions, or it could be a proper presser on a Saturday, which you very rarely see. What we do know is that Rob Holden's out with a suspension. Tierney and Partey as well, they'll both be out. Gabriel's a big doubt. He came off last night with a muscular problem. Obviously, it's quite a quick turnaround. Yes, they've got the extra day of recovery, but we'll see what the latest is there, hopefully tomorrow. Ben White, of course, was back involved in the squad for the North London Derby, but was not deemed fit enough to start or get on the pitch. So we'll see how he looks for Monday, because they are down pretty much every centre-half now, if White's out, and Gabriel. So we saw Tomiyasu end up there last night, didn't do too bad a job. And then Hank Xhaka was playing at left back as well by the end. So they are struggling. Yeah, and Newcastle last home game of the season, but you arouse an atmosphere. They'll possibly have Wilson featuring, which we'll come on to in a second. So, yeah, it could be a tough test this for Arsenal.
Yep. Very good. Liverpool, then, we haven't got anything from Hasenhüttl because they're not playing until Tuesday. But we do have something from Klopp ahead of the FA Cup final.
Yeah, I'll just quickly cover Newcastle there because I didn't fully give a roundup there with the Arsenal game. That's all right. Howe was the only manager to deliver his presser yesterday, and he said that Trippier and Wilson are pushing for a start. Obviously, they want to start. He's now just got to make a decision on whether they can last, because I think with Wilson, he's ahead of Trippier in terms of training, but he's had a more serious injury, a muscular problem, and there's more chance of recurrence, so he'll make a late call on those two. Fraser's back in training as well, so that's good news. So I think the only players are out are Shelvey and Willock, whose seasons are now ended. And Fernandes has got an Achilles problem as well. But Newcastle looking back to near full strength, with the exception of Shelvey and Willock.
So is that a midfield three of Murphy, Gamirez and Longstaff then?
It'll be Joe Linton probably, Bruno and Longstaff. Murphy's more of a winger. But could see Fraser come back in for this, could see Wilson back in, Trippier as well, which is probably not what Arsenal want to see.
Forgot about Joe Linton being converted to boss midfielder. Yep.
Yeah.
How masterclass that one. Sorry, going back to Liverpool then. So just a quick update from Klopp.
Yeah.
Ahead of the final.
Yeah, we'll see them in FA Cup action tomorrow. So that'll be the main tell, I think, in terms of who might start on Tuesday. Because if it's a grueling match at Wembley, if it goes to extra time, for example, we can probably make a very good guess at the lineup against Southampton. Injury-wise, it's just Fabinho, I think. He's going to be back for the Champions League final, but Klopp's still a bit unsure over how soon he'll be back. So he's still a big doubt for Tuesday. He'll definitely miss the FA Cup final. Other than that, I think they're fully fit. Fabinho came back. It was a substitute against Villa on Tuesday. So that's now at least five players competing for three spots up top. And that's before we even consider the likes of Origi and Minamino. Southampton, as I said earlier, will not hear from Hasenhüttl before the deadline, because they're not playing until Tuesday. And the only player we know is out is Livramento, who is out for the rest of 2022.
Excellent. And then the final team that I've got is their opponents, Chelsea.
Yes, yeah, of course, they're not playing until Thursday in the league, but they have the FA Cup final tomorrow. So what we know on the team news front there is that Kovacic has made a Lazarus-like recovery from the Leeds game. He has trained and will train ahead of the final. I think initially he was pretty much ruled out of that, but he's going to be assessed before Saturday's game. Kante is a possibility to come back as well after a minor knock. So I think it's just Hudson-Odoi and Chilwell who are still out. They do have the extra recovery period as well from the FA Cup final. They're playing Thursday against Leicester. So if you've got Chelsea assets, at least they have that extra recovery period. And they're not completely sure of a Champions League spot yet following Spurs' win. So that should hopefully help with your expected minutes regarding Chelsea assets, on the assumption that Spurs and Arsenal don't slip up, of course, before then. But Tuchel might not want to take any chances with that Leicester game and just get the job done and see them in the Champions League qualification spot.
Excellent. I think that's it. Anything else?
I feel like we've missed somebody, but I know we haven't covered Man United, but I felt quite short that. Anyway, that must be it.
No, you've got that feeling. Who have I missed?
Yeah, I don't think we have.
I think that's it. Pretty sure that's it.
If I have missed anything, I'll have it covered later on in the roundup. But yeah, I think that's probably it.
Perfect.
For now.
That's it. One more of these to go, Neil. Last one. Can you believe we've done 38 of these?
Yes, we have. it'll be next Friday as usual. I think even though it's a Sunday deadline again, I think we are expecting the bulk of them to be happening next Friday. It was a case in the last game of last season. I think all 20 were on the Friday. So it'll be a busy day, but at least we'll have information for you for the team news video.
Yep, excellent. And if you are watching this and you've enjoyed the video, hit the like button, chuck a subscribe over to the YouTube channel. If you're listening on the podcast version, drop us a comment or review in that. We really appreciate it. But until next week, have a good game week.